podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Let's talk wedding. Now, it just so happens that I am officiating my sixth wedding tomorrow for some very good friends of mine. This will be the sixth time that I have married a couple. I would like to point out the first five are all still together.
Good
so
record.
When I do it, it sticks. Right.
Mm. He'd also like to point out he did all those five couples last weekend.
No. This goes back almost 10 years. So I've got the magic touch. I'm looking forward to that again tomorrow. That's going to be fun up in the hills. Emily's got a little situation. Oh, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do a shout out. It's Danny and Rob who are getting married. Good friends of mine. And happy nuptials to Danny and Rob. Danny's a girl, Jeremy. I saw the funny look.
I was confused at first, but it's all right. We can do that.
Danny and Rob. So congratulations to them.
Love. I love love.
Now, Emily's got a situation with a wedding.
I do. Actually, I don't. I have a situation with two weddings. And let me ask you this. If you get invited to the bridal shower and don't get invited to the wedding,
what do you think about that?
What do you think about that? Is that okay? Is that cool?
First thing that jumps into my head. First thing?
Yeah.
We love you for your gift.
Yeah, it's kind of a gift grab. What goes on at the bridal shower? Isn't that just like a...
That's where the gals gather,
uh-huh,
and we put the bride on a lily pad and worship her.
Okay.
And we give her presents, and we brush her hair, and we spray glitter over everything.
I have not been invited to one of these.
Okay, and sing Jewel songs.
All right. Sounds like a great damn time.
And that's why boys are not allowed.
Yeah.
But there are gifts involved. And one of my other girlfriends is in my boat, in my wedding invitationless boat, where she sent me a text and she said, "Is this normal? Like, how is it? Like, would you be mad if you were invited to a bridal shower but not a wedding?" And I say, did you get the invitation to so and so's?" And she said, "I did." And maybe it is just kind of like a nice friendship thing. You know, I'd like you here to celebrate this day, but we don't have enough room for you at the wedding. Maybe.
Well, the weddings are expensive, is the thing. And if you don't have room, this is a good time to get everybody together and celebrate.
But it's just the girls. It's not like I can bring Gentleman Caller to celebrate.
He wouldn't want to go.
No, he would. He looks good in suspenders. He would love to get dressed up.
So what Jeremy is saying is that since you can't pay for a chicken dinner for everybody,
yeah,
an open bar and all of that,
yep,
we'll make up for it by inviting you to this other little party.
But this isn't a little party. This is a bridal shower. Bridal. It's right there in the title. And I'm not even going to get to see the bride as a bride. I'm seeing her as a fiance. It's not a fiance party. It is a bridal shower. I don't know why I'm talking like this.
Get her done.
So are you saying that everybody who's invited to a bridal shower, you think should be invited to the actual ceremony?
I'm thinking
so. If that's how you feel, say it.
That's how I feel. Isn't that already the etiquette?
I don't etiquette schmetiquette anymore. I think everything's been thrown out the window as far as wedding etiquette.
Well, you can't just throw it out the window and say, I'm going to be rude and take your gift.
Obviously, a lot of etiquette's been thrown out the window. I'm marrying a couple tomorrow.
Right, so, yeah.
I know.
Do you have to bring a gift?
Brother Dominic is going to be there. Let's just say it then. You think everybody who's invited to a bridal shower should be invited to the wedding?
Sure. Or on the invitation to the bridal shower, say no gifts. But of course, there's a little piece of paper saying so-and-so is registered at this, you know, this place.
Is it also possible that it's just an outlet for a lot of people who otherwise won't see the bride either at the wedding or before or after? It's just a chance to connect.
Right. But I mean, I live down
the
street.
So are you just mad that you have to bring a gift? Is that what it's boiling down to?
No, because if she went to a wedding, she'd bring a gift.
I would.
You just said
and you
no
know
gift.
How much I love weddings. I really just love weddings. So I'm just wondering if my lady friends out there are going to say, Emily, you're kind of being made a prize pig of, or Emily, slow your roll and just do your darn thing. It's fine. Mm. What do you think?
Man, I don't know, because now we're into the territory of the lady folks, and I have no idea how they feel about this. How would you feel about it, Chris? You just walked in the room. What if you were invited to a shower, but not the actual wedding?
This may be cheap of me to say, but I'd be okay with it because then I don't have to buy two wedding gifts.
You know, I did the shower gift and not the wedding gift because, hey, I wasn't invited.
Strong observation.
But in the,
Wait a minute. What is the etiquette on that? If you're invited to both, you have to get two gifts?
Well, I would, for sure.
Because the bridal shower is you get gifts for the bride. You get her, like, lingerie or you get her hairspray.
And for the wedding, it's for both of them.
It's right. A blender.
Uh-huh. And the shower may be more fun, Emily. You know, because like you said, it's lingerie, it's fun, it's really, you know, having fun with the bride-to-be.
And then you have the bachelorette party.
They don't play shouts at bridal showers.
You just want to go to the wedding.
I love shout.
What's the story? Here's Lynn. Hey, Lynn.
Good morning.
I can tell you that it's all women on the phone, and I kind of expected that. What do you think, Lynn?
I think it's totally rude. I think that she should call the bride and see if her invitation was lost.
Oh,
you don't want to be all... You don't
passive aggressive.
That way. No.
Weddings are expensive.
You know, it's possible, maybe it was, but it's, you know, it showers and weddings are to, I'm a newlywed. I mean, it's to celebrate with the people closest to you. And it's just extremely rude to be invited to a shower, not a wedding. I think that's horrible.
But why?
You're still celebrating with those close to you.
You're celebrating. It's just the weddings are really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You need to plan for that. You don't invite somebody to a shower just to get a gift. Is to celebrate what's happening.
What if you said no gifts?
I don't agree.
But the whole idea of a shower is a gift grab.
To shower them with gifts.
Yeah, shower.
Right, yep.
Hey, Lynn, thanks for being on the show. And congratulations for being a newlywed.
Yeah, it's like, hey, come to this party and look at all the gifts I'm going to get and how happy I am. Look at all this stuff.
Here's Suzanne. Hi, Suzanne.
It's like a birthday.
Hi.
What do you think?
I am totally with Emily and the last caller. That's a horrible etiquette.
Well, Emily doesn't. I didn't know that Emily necessarily had a stance. She's asking. She doesn't know where she. She doesn't even know how she feels. Tell her how she feels.
It's terrible etiquette. And if the bride wants to have a party because she's having a small wedding, that's fine. But don't invite her to a bridal shower.
Mm. No.
But a lot of times the bridal shower is hosted by other people, and the bride doesn't really have a say.
Guest list, hopefully, from the bride.
Well, let me ask you something, Suzanne. I know some people who have extremely small weddings, like maybe 20 people total. They want to keep it really small. So are you saying that person just can't even have a bridal shower?
I think that they, if it's really small.
Yeah.
I think that they need to have a, maybe like, let's go out for happy hour or something, but not a bridal shower. That's just tacky.
So now a person who makes the choice to have a small wedding is not allowed in your book to have a bridal shower.
To celebrate.
No.
They can have a party, they just cannot call it a bridal shower.
No, it's just rude. It's just rude. I would definitely be like, where's my invitation?
All right. Listen, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. Happy Friday.
You have a great
Bye.
Friday. Here's Sue. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
What do you think?
You know, I think that everyone's forgetting who they're celebrating. The bridal shower is to celebrate the bride and the groom, and so is the wedding. And I have a very good friend of mine who I actually threw the bridal shower for her and then was not invited to the wedding. And it was because it was away. It was 5 hours away from here. It was a very, like you said, intimate wedding. They only had family only, less than 20 people there. So it was an opportunity for her to see all of her other friends and celebrate this time for her, because the wedding, there wasn't going to be a huge wedding. It was very small.
All right, so those
again,
two previous...
On the other hand, I think if it's a large wedding, that they should be invited to both.
All right.
So it depends on the size of the wedding.
So according to the first two calls, they said it's extremely rude, but you disagree with them.
I disagree. I think you're forgetting who you're celebrating, and it's not about you. It's about the bride and the groom and celebrating them. It's not all about you all the time.
I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
I love that she said opportunity to celebrate the bride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's Gail. Hello, Gail.
Hi.
All right. So is it rude? Is it not?
I think it's rude.
Sue just said it's not rude.
I think if you're going to have a small wedding, then maybe have the bridal shower later and say, since I had such a small wedding, I'd still like to celebrate with you. And here's my pictures of my beautiful small wedding. And then you still would get to celebrate with your people for the bridal shower. And just say, I had a really small wedding, but I still want to celebrate with you.
Well, let me ask you this. What do the etiquette books say about having a bridal shower post-wedding?
I don't know.
What do they say?
It hasn't been invented yet.
Right.
Because the maid of honor should be the one that's hosting the bridal shower. The bride may be consulted with the guest list, with people who she worked with or something like that. But it's not really about the bride making all the plans. It's not like, hey, I'm getting married. Give me a gift and then come to my wedding, or don't and still give me a gift.
Well, when you say it hasn't been invented yet, I would have to disagree, because in these days, every possible way of getting gifts has been invented.
I like it after, because it gives the bride a chance to wear the dress a second time.
Oh, there you
Isn't
go.
Isn't that a complaint? You only wear it once and get rid of
but
it?
But then it's not a bridal shower. It's a I've been married for 3 weeks shower.
Yeah, it's like a marriage
I'm a wife.
Celebration.
Make
I'm a
it
wife.
1 week.
I think that's actually a pretty cool idea. I like that one the most. Gail, I like that idea. Thanks for being on the show.
And show videos.
Yeah.
Show videos.
Show videos.
Yeah,
here's what
wedding.
You missed. Mm-hmm.
Here's Imani.
Neener, neener. But thanks for the gift.
Here's Imani. Imani, what do you think?
Hi, I'm kind of in the middle. I think that if you're going to have a big enough wedding to have a bridal shower, that you want the people closest to you at the bridal shower. So I think those should also be the same people that get invited to the wedding.
All right.
I don't know, because I'm a guy. I don't know. There's no groom showers. Guys don't even care.
That's true. You guys totally get the stink stick.
I'm all right with
it. And we don't cry about it.
I hope I don't have to go to another wedding the rest of my
you
life.
Don't want-
Even when my sister gets married, I think I'm going to bow out. I don't want to go.
I'm getting my vasectomy that day.
So you're assuming that your sister would want to invite you.
Right.
She wants you to be an usher.
Going.
Imani, you're delightful. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. And all right. So what'd you decide, Emily?
Well, I am going to get gifts and celebrate, because I do, you know, love these humans no matter what. But I will just talk crap about them on the radio.
And perhaps by talking crap about them on the radio, as you've done, you've now guilted them into sending you an
Enjoy that wedding.
It's your version of a little temper tantrum.
Electric slide for everybody.
Now you have to buy two gifts.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.